Spring is here. The equinox occurred on the 20th. Animals are starting to become more active now, even the porcupines. Porcupines can be found over much of Canada, the northern United States, and Rocky Mountains. Here in North Dakota, they may be observed in the Turtle Mountains, Killdeer Mountains, Pembina Hills, and around Devil's Lake, and the Mouse, Missouri, and Red Rivers. Plus, they're surprisingly common in brushy areas in the Badlands of the Little Missouri River. Porcupines don't hibernate. They've spent their winter feeding on the bark and twigs of trees and shrubs. The nutritional value of that winter diet is poor and doesn't meet their minimum nutritional requirements. If all goes well for the porcupines, their fat reserves help get them through the winter in good shape. That's particularly important for pregnant females. Porcupines have a gestation period of 210 days, which is comparatively long for a mammal of that size. Females will give birth to a single offspring around early May, and the young will stay with their mother for the first 6 months. By the way, the quills are soft and flexible until after birth, but harden within about an hour afterwards. As spring commences, however, the buds on the trees and the shrubs begin to swell and break dormancy. The porcupines will go on a sort of feeding binge on this fresh and nutritious food supply. Of course, all the trees and shrubs don't develop simultaneously, so the porcupines will have several options upon which to dine. In addition to the importance of high energy and protein content in their diet, the porcupines seem to crave salt during the spring. As some of you probably know, porcupines have a thing for salt. The need for salt varies throughout the year and is related to diet and physiological status of the animal. For example, female porcupines need a lot of salt when lactating. By the way, needing supplemental salt in the diet is not unique to porcupines. For example, large ungulates such as cattle, deer, elk, and bighorn sheep also need salt. The animals that need to supplement their diets with salt are herbivores. Plant material generally doesn't provide enough salt to meet the animal's needs. The animal tissue generally does. So a predator's diet typically contains enough salt to meet their needs. I'm Chuck Lara.